Have you considered the importance of the questions you ask? A question is the key to the answer you're looking for. The question helps to clarify what you are looking for. It is the front door of any solution. A question is the engine of innovation. Anything that is new first began with a question. If you have no questions, then you are finished learning. Oh, you might accidentally learn something. Anything you just happen to learn is just that. Happen chance. Sometimes we do get lucky, however. Or perhaps it's better to say that we are sometimes blessed with learning for which we had no question. For instance, life's circumstances sometimes teach us without us really knowing what the question is. Life's circumstances might reveal to you a problem that you did not know that you had. Well, this happened to the Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16. Remember when Paul and Silas were in prison in the city of Philippi? At midnight, they were having a singing. An earthquake shook the prison down to its foundations. It freed Paul and Silas from their stocks, and it knocked open every door in the place. When he awoke, the jailer instantly knew that all the doors were open. He thought that every prisoner must have escaped by now. And so he drew his sword in order to fall upon it. You see, he was responsible for those prisoners with his own life. And so he determined that the most honorable thing he could do because of this escape was to fall on his own sword. But then a voice yelled out of the darkness, "Do thyself no harm, we are all here." The jailer found a light and came trembling to Paul and Silas's cell. He asked a question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" I think the man was probably asking about his physical life, but Paul answered him in not only in regards to his physical life, but also his eternal life. That's right. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house," Paul replied. The solution for saving his life and his eternal life was the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought of Jesus as being the Savior of your physical life? To those who would carry his gospel to the world, Jesus did say, "I will be with you always, even till the end of the world." He did say to repentant Christians, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." Revelation 3, verse 20. Jesus gave a promise that he would be with those who trust him and who will repent. Trust Jesus. Take Jesus at his word. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only could this faith in Jesus mean the salvation of the jailer, but also his family could enjoy salvation if they believed too. We don't know what happened to the other prisoners, but the jailer took Paul and Silas out of the prison evidently and took them home with him, whatever distance that was. His family may have been close by. We read that Paul and Silas then spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. Acts 16, verse 32. People cannot believe on Jesus as the Lord unless they can read or hear the word of the Lord. That's right. It is true that ungodly husbands can see the chaste behavior of their Christian wives and be won to Christ without the word, says Peter in 1 Peter 3 and 1. But you know, the quickest way to faith in Jesus is through hearing or reading the word of the Lord. After he had heard the gospel, the jailer took the prisoners the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all of his family, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house again, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Acts 16, 33 and 34. Well, notice here, friends, that it was after they were baptized that this family was rejoicing, having believed in God. Friends, this phrase, believing in God, is the same thing as believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The expression, believing in God, includes what they did to obey the command of God found in the word of the Lord that was preached to them. They repented and were baptized. Well, how did they learn about baptism? Well, when people hear the word of the Lord, they are supposed to hear baptism. That's right. When Christ is taught as the Lord, baptism is a way to obey him. The jailer and his family changed that night. They together began that night a new life in Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be wonderful if your family could change today? Old things passed away. All things become new. Well, this happened to the jailer's family, and one night they had become Christians. It all began with a realized need and a question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Well, before that earthquake hit, the jailer didn't know that he and his family had a need. They had no question. Friends, God works through circumstances in your life, trying to get you to realize your need so that you will begin to ask questions. Only then will you be willing to look for the answers that can be found in the word of the Lord. Consider the case of the Ethiopian eunuch. We read about this man in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. This Ethiopian man was a queen's treasurer. He had come on a long pilgrimage to worship in Jerusalem. He was returning to his homeland, and his chariot was traveling the road that led out of Jerusalem, heading southeast toward Gaza and Egypt. He was reading his Bible. He had a copy of the book of Isaiah, which he was reading. It was probably a scroll. It would have cost him a great deal of money. In God's providence, God arranged for the preacher Philip to intersect the Gaza road at just the right place in order to cross paths with the Ethiopian treasurer. Philip was close enough to hear the man reading from Isaiah 53. Philip asked him, "Understandest thou what thou readest?" The eunuch answered with a question, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" This whole story, you see, begins with questions. The eunuch invited Philip to sit with him in the chariot as the chariot continued moving along. The place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Well, then the eunuch asked another question: "Of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch had another question. "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Well, what prompted this question about baptism? Obviously, Philip had given the teaching of Christ in the Lord's Great Commission. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature," Jesus had said. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Mark 16:15-16. "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Well, it was water baptism that the gospel has reference to. It is not Holy Spirit baptism. It is water baptism. Or else the eunuch would not have made the connection. And so in the teaching about Christ, water baptism came up. And this is a great question that the eunuch asked: "What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Evidently, the eunuch was convicted of his own sins. He realized that he was lost. He realized why Jesus came and was crucified. And when the chariot passed a place where a certain water was, his question naturally arose: "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" There was one thing Philip needed to know. Philip answered the eunuch's question this way: "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And so the eunuch answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Acts 16:37. The eunuch then commanded the chariot to stop. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he, the eunuch, went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8:38-39. Well, here is the same result that we saw with the jailer and with his family. That's right. They all rejoiced after they had obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of the greatest questions ever asked are religious questions. Neighbor, have any religious questions come in your mind lately? Many people do not like to talk about religion, much less do they like asking questions about it. But the most profitable Bible study usually begins with some problem that is bothering us at the moment. Once Jesus asked his disciples this question, "Who do people say that I, the Son of Man, am?" The apostles replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then Jesus asked his apostles, "Who do you say I am?" Peter spoke up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Matthew 16:13-16. You see, at the moment, several different groups of people had several different ideas about who Jesus was. Even though multitudes had followed Jesus around Galilee, heard him teach, saw his miracles, yet they did not know exactly who he was. Isn't that interesting that they weren't paying that close attention? Friends, sometimes we have questions and we think we know the answer to them, but in reality we do not. The answers that we have are in keeping with what we've always believed, perhaps, or in keeping with what we would like to believe, the way that we would like for things to work out. Oh Lord, help us to have an open mind to your word and only rely upon your word. Friends, when our questions about salvation are answered and we have responded in obedience, rejoicing will be the result. Peace of mind is the result. A great lift of the spirit is the result. Are you asking salvation questions? Are you searching for some answers for your life? Have you been through some circumstances lately where God has been shaking the foundations of your life? Or like the eunuch, are you puzzled about some Bible teaching? Get your Bible down and search for the answers to those questions that you have. Like the eunuch, do you need some help in searching your Bible?